Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
We're only a couple of weeks short of Christmas Day. Now, for those wondering about their rubbish collection, curbside recycling and also residential and also commercially, Boxing Day, what's the situation for those that get their rubbish picked up on a Monday? There's a bit of a change in date.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. Good question. The residential and commercial curbside collections for Monday the 26th, which is of course, Boxing Day, will be collected on Friday the 30th of December.
So, okay.
Yeah, good one to remember. So the 26th of December will be changed to the 30th of December.
As that Monday, Boxing Day is a public holiday. If you generally get your rubbish picked up on the 26th this year, yeah, don't worry, it'll be collected on the following Friday, the 30th of December, and all the other dates are as you were, business as usual.
That's exactly right. So you've got a few more days to fill up that bin if you haven't already from Christmas Day, Lee.
Good idea. Cruise ships. We've got a few cruise ships arriving this week. In fact, three in total.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a really busy week already in Burnie. We've welcomed a series of cruise ships into the port. Our next arrival is tomorrow, and then we've got one on Saturday and Sunday with more next week as well, Lee. So it's going to mean some road closures, of course. We've spoken about that before, but in order to keep these roads closed for buses and local traffic, we need to do that. But for more information on the roads in the Civic Plaza, just check out our Facebook page or website for more details if you will be affected. And, you know, it is such a great and festive month, isn't it, we've got coming up, and so many things to celebrate in Burnie.
Yep, and make the passengers and crew feel welcome as those cruise ships arrive this week, tomorrow and over the weekend. And we're calling on all volunteers. Now, let's face it, volunteers do a wonderful job in our community, don't they?
Oh, they really do, Lee. We couldn't do this without the volunteers. And look, I'll be down there on Saturday and Sunday welcoming the ships with the mayor, and really keen for that. But we can't do it without the volunteers. So if you're like me and you love meeting and greeting visitors from all around the world and you love the city of Burnie, you can put your hand up to volunteer recruiting now. And, you know, we want you on our team. It's that simple. Greeting visitors is such a rewarding and exciting thing to do, and would love your help to do that.
We've got the big Christmas Twilight Market. Giovanna Simpson from Burnie City Council this coming Saturday.
Yeah, Lee, it's happening at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre and Plaza from 4 p.m. right through to 9:30 p.m. this Saturday night. It is the 10th of December, of course. We've got over 30 stalls. We've got live music, including the Encore Happy Hour Choir from 4 p.m. Sri Salter's going to be playing from 5, and the Baker Boys Band at 6:15. So lots going on there. We've got the Burnie Concert Band. They're playing in the Arts Theatre from 5:30. And, of course, the Burnie Play Exhibition is on at the Regional Gallery from 5:30. So kids' activities, free entry, family-friendly, and it's non-ticketed as well. So that's really great. So fantastic fun getting ready for Christmas, Lee.
That's got it all sorted from 4 to 9:30 this coming Saturday night, Burnie Arts and Function Centre for the big Christmas Twilight Festival. It's the first time this has happened too, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And we're just really looking forward to having that family fun event. You know, we're a bit more lenient on COVID at the moment for the time being. And, you know, we really want to celebrate and just create something for the community and also for the local market holders as well. So to show their wares and shop local.
Shop local, very important. Speaking of shopping, if you're stuck for ideas, we have the great gift idea for you, the Burnie gift cards.
You sell it really well there, Lee. It's the gift for you. It's a Burnie gift card. Can be used in most businesses around the city. And also, as we spoke about being local, keeps your money in the community. Now, you can get gift cards from the council office. You can download the list of all the participating businesses from the website. And I'll tell you what, Lee, nearly every business in Burnie is participating in this. You can buy a variety of amounts as well. So if you want to buy a $10 card or a $20 or a $50, you can do that. So depending on what you're great for, Secret Santa gifts as well, actually. So, and people can just come into the city and buy what they want.
That's exactly right. And speaking of local businesses, if you're looking for something to do as we count down to the new year, Steve and the team at Yachty's Bar Cafe have something for you for New Year's Eve.
They do. Steve's awesome for putting on these great nights on New Year's Eve, so we want to support that. Starts with Darren Lloyd from 7 p.m, then they've got the main act, Gone Fishing from 9:30, and Full Noise playing at 10:30. So it's going to be a great big party for New Year's Eve, and it goes till 1 a.m. in the morning. It is an inside event, and there are limited tickets for this one, so it is an adult event only. So no children, lots of finger food, there's no formal dining or anything, no booked seating. You just got to get in early and get in quick.
And the tickets are only $15, aren't they?
Yeah, which is so cheap for a New Year's Eve event. So, and you know what, a perfect spot down there on the foreshore at South Burnie. So get online at Burnie Tickets and grab your ticket nice and early for New Year's Eve celebrations at Yachty's.
Once all the Christmas rush is complete, you can enjoy the New Year countdown into 2023. Can you believe it? We're heading into 2023.
I really can't. I'm talking about it and I'm thinking, is this actually a thing? kidding. We're actually talking about New Year's Eve right now, but it is a fact. It is happening. And, of course, we've got the New Year's Eve sports as well. So we can talk about that, you know, probably next week. But there's a lot going on at that time of year here in Burnie.